This is Wade Brasky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The hedge fund Oxziff Capital Management Company will pay more than $400 million to settle federal charges that it paid tens of millions of dollars in bribes through middlemen to African government officials in the Congo, Libya, and other countries. One of its business units will plead guilty. U.S. is investigating Standard Charter, the London-based bank, over charges that an Indonesian power company they controlled also paid bribes to win contracts. A study suggests that hypertension may reduce children's ability to remember, pay attention, and organize facts. The change in the world's top 10 companies by market capitalization in 10 years shows the power of new technology. In 2006, it was Exxon, GE, Gazprom, Microsoft, Citigroup, Bank of America, Shell, BP, PetroChina, and HSBC. Now in 2016, it's Apple, Alphabet, Microsoft, Berkshire Hathaway, Exxon, Amazon, Facebook, Johnson & Johnson, GE, and China Mobile. South Korea, in an anti-corruption drive, has implemented a law not allowing any public servants, journalists, or teachers to accept a meal worth more than $27 if there's a potential conflict of interest. Polls are finding that the majority of evangelical voters are coalescing around Trump's candidacy because of fear about the changing composition of the Supreme Court. Clinton has downgraded the importance of Ohio as a battleground state, spending less time and money there and seeing the state as less impacted by demographic changes and less necessary for her to win. Under the Obama administration, 100 tribal claims have been settled at the cost of more than $3.3 billion, not counting the settlement of a 13-year-old lawsuit in 2009, agreeing to pay $3.4 billion in compensation for mishandled trust claims. The FCC has delayed the vote on a plan that would allow consumers to pick their own cable box and lower their fees. Wells Fargo has fined another $20 million for violating rules on lending to members of the military and interest rate caps, and $4 million on improper seizure of vehicles owned by soldiers behind on their loans. The company has been fined more than $10 billion in the last decade. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.